You're listening to Shalise's podcast.
Okay, well, here we go. Let's pray and let's jump in. All right, well, Father, I just thank you for this series, The Path to True Success. And I thank you, Father, that there is a path. There's a path of life. There's paths that were prepared ahead of time for us, Father. I thank you that you have preordained a destiny for us. And you know how to get us there. And you know what you're doing in us along the way. And so today, Father, I just pray that we would fully surrender to the work of Holy Spirit in our lives as we walk with you on the path of life and the paths that lead to our destiny. Father, I pray that the spirit of wisdom and revelation would overwhelm us, that we would operate from such a place of intimacy with you, that we would know what you are doing each and every moment, each and every day, and that, Father, we would see the things that we need to see. I pray, Father, that the light would shine so brightly around us, Father, that it would be like, you know, the Apostle Paul, Father, that we would, my goodness, be blinded to the natural realm, and we would grasp the revelation of Christ in us, and that we would operate from a place of union. And Father, we would resist anything and everything that, I don't know, the seen realm would try to present to us that is contrary to your will in our lives, that is contrary to who we are truly in you. And that, Father, we would elevate, we would rise above circumstances, we would rise above accusations, we would rise above living out of our natural minds. And Father, we would operate as sons of God. And so I bless this broadcast today. I bless every single person that's watching and listening today, Father. And I thank you for just breakthrough. I thank you for breakthrough thinking. I thank you for revelation today that sets us free and causes us to triumph in the journey that you are on with us into our destiny. So I bless our time together and I say yes and amen to all of that and everything else that you want to do. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, awesome, you guys. We have been on a journey, right, with this series. I think we talked about some pretty deep topics, you know, thus far on the talking about the path to true success. I actually last week went through some prophetic words about abiding in Christ, you know, and how we must live out of our true identity and the old man must die in our minds. That, you know, I talked about goal setting and I talked about how our identity is really independent from regardless of the goals that God and we are setting. But today I want to really chat a little bit about what is going on. What is going on as we pursue our purpose and as we pursue the path to true success and as we follow the Holy Spirit into our destiny, into the promised land of our inheritance, where our gifts and our talents and our experience and our calling all converge into this massive, you know, glorification of Jesus through our lives. And the glory of God is released through us and the plans and the purposes of God are accomplished and the kingdom is expanded. And so I want to kick it off today with just a couple of scriptures just to kind of set a foundation. And they're ones that I've already talked about, but I want to go back into them. Ephesians 2:10 is where I want to kick things off today. And I, as usual, I want to read it in the Amplified Classic version because it amplifies some things that I want to chat about. So in Ephesians 2:10, Amplified Classic, here's what it says. It says, "For we are God's own handiwork, his workmanship, recreated in Christ Jesus, born anew, that we may do those good works which God predestined, planned beforehand for us, taking paths which he prepared ahead of time, that we should walk in them, living the good life which he prearranged and made ready for us to live." So there's just a lot in this scripture. I really encourage you guys to write this one out and just sit with it a little bit. You know, I could probably do a whole series just on this scripture, but there's so much here. It says, first of all, that there's, you know, a reason that we've been recreated in Christ Jesus. I mean, first and foremost, the reason that we were recreated in Christ Jesus is that so that we could know God and experience eternal life, right? In John 17, in verse 3, it says, and you know, the definition of eternal life, that we would know him. And we would know him in a certain way, right? The Greek word for knowing God is this Greek word gnosko. And it is an intimate knowing. It is the most intimate of knowing. In fact, when the days of the Bible was written, that word referred to, and sometimes as a Jewish idiom that meant, you know, sexual intercourse between a husband and a wife. And so it is the most intimate of knowing of God. And that is the definition of eternal life. And so knowing God, living in union with God, enjoying God, free from performance and free from an identity that is, you know, the old man that was steeped in sin consciousness, like all of those things that the gospel declares to us are obviously the reason that we were recreated in Christ Jesus. But there is more. There's more. It says here in Ephesians 2:10 that we were also recreated in Christ Jesus to do good works. And these works that God, you know, recreated us in Christ Jesus to do have been planned. Okay. They were predestined, in fact. Meaning that before we were born, there were these good works that were planned for us. In fact, before time began, there was a plan and a purpose that God created for you. Like none of this is, you know, on the fly here. God knows you, and there is a purpose that you were recreated in Christ Jesus to do. And this purpose involves good works. And when we talk about good works, we're not just talking about, you know, good deeds, right? We're talking about supernatural works. We're talking about the kind of work that God calls work, okay? And the kind of work that God calls work in Genesis chapter 1 was supernatural creation with words. You know, Jesus said that, my Father is still working and I must continue to work too, right? And Jesus's mission was to demonstrate that the kingdom of God was at hand and to reveal what the Father was like. And again, in John 17, 4, Jesus got to the end of his ministry, to the end of his life, and he said, I have glorified you here on earth, Father, by finishing the work that you gave me to do. And everything about his life, his death, his resurrection was supernatural. And so it's important that we recognize that the calling on our lives and the path to true success involves supernatural exploits, right? We are designed to operate out of our union with God and do the same works that Jesus did and even greater works. And so the plan and the purpose that God has for your life is a supernatural plan and a supernatural purpose. And so the path to true success requires miracles, okay? It requires signs and wonders, and it requires them operating through you, and it requires God releasing them to you, right? As I sit back and think about the path to purpose, I many times feel like the Holy Spirit leads me back to the Israelites coming out of Egypt and obviously going through the wilderness and then stepping into the promised land. And you know, the prophecy and the destiny that was over their life was powerful. God was going to give them an inheritance, give them houses that they did not build, give them cities, give them land, right? Give them the promised land is what we call it. And each of us has our own promised land. I mean, the promised land is Christ. And that, you know, just in the same way, you know, from God's perspective, they had already inhabited the promised land. Well, from God's perspective, we're already in Christ. So there is an aspect of the promised land and that whole story that is a type and a shadow of Jesus. And I recognize that, but there's much more manifold wisdom. There's a lot of dimensions to that story that we can glean from. And today I want to bring it in because the path that God led the Israelites to the promised land on was not just a straight line. In fact, it was only an 8-day journey and it took them 40 years. And for some of them, they didn't make it, right? Joshua and Caleb and the younger generation are the ones that actually, possessed the promised land and were had the right mindset and had the right inner infrastructure and had the right lenses to recognize that they were well able to do what God had promised and that the giants that were, you know, sitting on their destiny, that God was with them and that God was going to defeat them. And so I'm sharing that today to say that You are going to encounter things on the path to purpose that require the supernatural power of God. And while we aren't facing natural giants necessarily, I mean, you know, I don't know anybody that's actually fought an actual giant, you know, on the way to their destiny like David did, but you know, there are giants still that sit on our destiny. And in our case, these giants are ways of thinking, they're unbelief. Just like, you know, in the Israelites' life, their accusations against God, their accusations against others, their accusations against ourselves. I mean, the accuser of the brethren is one of those giants and overcoming that. There's always in my, you know, the mammon giant, right? I mean, the lack of resources or the lack of money that has to be overcome because frankly, God has called us to do something that we can't afford, that we can't pay for with our paycheck. It's going to require supernatural provision. There's our self-image, right? The giant of just how we see ourselves separated from God or whatever, you know, we just are, our minds are not in agreement with who we are in heaven, with who God says we are, not only in Christ, but who God says we are as far as the role that we have in the body of Christ and that we have in the earth and the vision that God has for our lives. And many times we are self-conscious or insecure. And so those become giants in our lives. There's mindsets, there's beliefs, there's ways of behaving, there's ways of perceiving, right? That ultimately lock us out of our destiny, right? And so these things are all overcome on our path to purpose and our path to true success. And it says here that God did not just predestine the good works, but he also prepared paths for us ahead of time so that we could live the good life that he preordained and he made ready for us to live. And so along these paths, you are going to encounter these giants. There are going to be circumstances that arise in your life that are going to seem insurmountable, or there are going to be mindsets and beliefs that have to be renewed on the way to your destiny. Your self-image has got to come into alignment with who you are in Christ and who God's created you to be. You've got to agree with God's opinion because your destiny is not for the old man. Your destiny is for the new man. Your destiny is for a son of God. Your destiny is for the real you. And so there's a process in a sense of confronting and defeating these giants on the way to your destiny. And the path to true success doesn't run from these giants and doesn't ignore these giants, but rather runs to the giants exactly like David did and recognize that the Holy Spirit in you is more powerful than your unbelief. The Holy Spirit is more powerful than any giant or any circumstance that you are gonna face on the path to your purpose. And so, And the path to true success, which of course is abiding in Christ and fulfilling your destiny. So I want to go over to another scripture here because I want to talk about how creation is actually in a conspiracy. And it's not a political conspiracy. It's not a negative conspiracy. It's a positive conspiracy. And I know conspiracy always has a negative word, negative connotation, but this is a positive conspiracy. And I want to go into, let me just go into the scripture in Romans 8. I'm trying to figure out which version I want to go to. I'm going to start in the Passion Translation, verse 19. The entire universe is standing on tiptoe, yearning to see the unveiling of God's glorious sons and daughters. It says, for against its will, the universe itself had to endure the empty futility resulting from the consequences of human sin. But now, with eager expectation, all creation longs for freedom from its slavery to decay, to experience the wonderful freedom coming to God's children. Okay, now I just want to go over, so powerful, that creation is standing on tiptoe. It says here, waiting and moaning and groaning for the manifestation of the sons of God. Let me just do it in the New King James Version. It says, for the earnest expectation of creation eagerly waits for the revealing of the sons of God. Why? Because the sons of God are the ones that release it from decay and futility. Right? The new creation, the kingdom of God, the governance of the earth comes through sons of God. And so I want to talk about this conspiracy, that there is this conspiracy that all of creation is conspiring with God in this way. In verse 28, it says this, "And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose." Verse 29, it says, "For whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son," right? "That he might be called the firstborn among many brethren." And it says, "Moreover, whom he predestined, those he also called, he called these, whom he called, he also justified. And whom he justified, he also glorified." So let me just go back to the Passion Translation and read that last part so we can get a better picture of it. It says this in verse 28, it says, "So we are convinced that every detail of our lives is continually woven together for good. For we are his lovers who have been called to fulfill his designed purpose. For he knew all about us before we were born, and he destined us from the beginning to share the likeness of his son. This means the son is the oldest among a vast family of brothers and sisters who will become just like him." In verse 30, it says, "Having determined our destiny ahead of time, he called us to himself and transferred his perfect righteousness to everyone he called. And those who possess his perfect righteousness, he co-glorified with his son." Again, these scriptures are worth diving into in more detail than we have time to in the podcast, but I want to highlight 28. It says that every detail of our lives is continually woven together for good. And so what I want to propose to you today is that everything that we are going through on the path to our purpose, on the path to our destiny, on the path to true success and fulfilling the good works that God has planned for us, right? And when I say everything that's on the path, I want to say that while all of it is not good, all of it is for our good. And I want you to begin to think about the circumstances that you are walking through in a different light. You know, I talk a lot about the four levels of consciousness, and I just want to highlight it again today, right? There's four levels of consciousness. And what do we mean by consciousness? We just mean awareness. We mean a lens through which we experience reality, a way that we interpret the things that we go through, the way that the meanings that we assign to the circumstances that we find ourselves in. There's four ways that people do that. And the very lowest level of consciousness is called to-me consciousness, right? And this is where the world is just happening to me. Life is just happening to me. These circumstances are just happening to me. I experience my daily life and the things that I go through on my path to purpose as a victim, as someone who is powerless in the situation. Okay, it is not an empowered mindset, is not an empowered perspective. It is a perception of powerlessness. And the second level of consciousness is called the by me consciousness, right? And this is where I'm not really going through the circumstances or the things that I encounter in my life on the way to my destiny as a victim, but I am very much responsible for my destiny. We talked a lot about this in the last podcast, right? So in this instance, this is where I'm operating independent from God, and it's up to me to get the plans and the purposes of God accomplished, right? I'm the problem and I need to fix it. And so it's a very, it's an empowered state in the sense that, you know, you're no longer in victimhood, but you very much are in control. Okay. And so as the circumstances happen in your life, right, you're going to take the bull by the horns and you're just going to, you know, do the things that you know to do to push through it. So whether that's work harder, whether that is natural strategies or analyzing or whatever the particular situation, is, right, you're going to take on the responsibility of doing it yourself. It's the DIY level of consciousness, okay? Now we move on to the third and the fourth levels of consciousness, where now the separation from God begins to dissolve. And the third level is called through me consciousness. And this is where you recognize that, okay, I am a branch, God is the vine, and God is going to work through me. So when I encounter a situation or I face a giant on the path to purpose, on the way to true success, well, I'm going to expect the power of God to move through me and there to be a supernatural resolution to this. I'm going to hear God. I'm going to do what he says. I'm going to operate like a son of God. I am going to be led by the Holy Spirit. And so this is a much higher level of consciousness and how you operate in the things that you face in life. And then the fourth level, which is the most powerful level of consciousness, is the as-me consciousness. And that just means that the illusion of separation has completely been dissolved. And you are operating in union with God fully. In fact, your words become his words. There is no consciousness of where you begin and where God ends. There's just union. There's just oneness. And not only with God, but with, you know, we're members of one another. So you recognize that, you know, there's this connection that transcends. There is just no separation. The connection transcends everything. It transcends your relationship with God. It transcends your relationship with other people. It transcends separation from all of creation. Why? Because Christ is in all, filling all. And Christ is that connection. And that union begins to perpetrate and penetrate your consciousness and every aspect of your being and your way of viewing the world. And so each of those levels of consciousness has a different way of dealing with the circumstances in our life. And I can tell you, the disempowered consciousnesses, is that a word? The lower levels of consciousness, where to me and by me, have a very adversarial relationship with creation. They have an adversarial relationship with the circumstances they go through. There's a lot of warfare. There's a lot of toil. There's just a lot of resignation and a lot of self-pity that go on in those lower levels of consciousness. So that when you get into a particular circumstance or you face a giant in your life, well, you not only feel powerless and helpless, or you feel that you've got to, you know, muster up the strength to defeat the giant, but you're on your own. You're on your own, and you are limited to human ability in both of those levels of consciousness. And when I say that all of creation is conspiring for you, that all things are working to God, working together for good for you, there is a way that you can approach your journey into the promised land and your journey to your destiny as everything in your life, every circumstance that you step into, as an actual work of God in your life. I'm not saying that God is causing pressure or causing the giant to, you know, the stronghold, or causing whatever, the illness or the lack or the relational discord or, you know, the problem that seems insurmountable. I'm not saying that God's causing these problems, but I am saying he's using those problems, those perceived problems, by the way. He is using every single circumstance, every single thing that we walk through for the purpose of conforming us to the image of Jesus and getting us into agreement with his plan for our life and causing us to agree with his opinion of ourselves and others, and frankly, everything else that's ever existed. And so when we approach our lives from a place of, God, what are you doing? What are you doing in me today? What are you doing in me in this set of circumstances that I find myself in right now? What are you teaching me? What are you strengthening me? What mindset are you shifting? You know, I've talked about this in this podcast, and I'm going to say it again. I've been sitting with this a lot this December because I really do believe that we are in a really powerful, deep move of God. And it's why God suggested for the word of the month that we take some time to really listen and we get on page with the things that God is doing in our lives, the plans and the purposes that God has for our lives, because I believe that God wants to break some patterns. I believe he always wants to break some patterns, but I just think that there's something on it right now where we've been going around the mountain, we've been wandering around the wilderness, so to speak, in certain areas of our lives, and I don't know, but it's like we're coming to a place where we're just done with it. We're done with the same struggles. We're done with, you know, doing the same thing, expecting different results. And so I've been sitting with this idea a lot this month that, you know, you can't solve a problem on the same level of thinking that created it, right? You can't move into a new level of manifestation of sonship or a new level of manifestation of our inheritance in the kingdom with the same lack thinking, right? With the same inferior complex, with the same unworthiness, you know, feelings that you've struggled with. Like, no, these things must be renewed. We have to come up in our thinking. We have to come up in our level of consciousness. And so what I'm proposing today is that the exact circumstances that are going on in your life, whether those are triggering things in you, triggering responses in you, whether they are causing fear or worry or unbelief, whether they are causing, I don't want to call it obsessive thoughts, but just like these thoughts that just ruminate in your mind where you're just, you know, totally, it's a worry, but it's also more than that, right? It's just, you're just thinking about things that frankly are not fruitful. You know what I mean? Like it's just thought patterns and habits and ways of thinking that just continually, it's like you can't seem to get out of it, right? Whether it's people pleasing, whether it's, you know, thinking that people are talking about you, thinking that people don't like you, expecting the worst. I mean, so many just thought patterns that seem to come up in certain circumstances. And what I want to share with you is that there is a different perspective. There is a perspective to say, this circumstance is revealing something internally so that I can rise above it, that I can transcend the thinking, I can transcend the mindset, I can transcend the habit, I can see it from a new level of consciousness, I can see it from a new perspective. And I can tell you, this is exactly what God is doing in my life all the time. And I just feel such a, I don't know, like a focus on it right now in our lives. And I want to say this way, like what God is really trying to do is to get us out of our mind completely. All right. And to get us out of the fallen mindsets completely, to wake up to the reality that we're more like an avatar than we are just a thinking body. Okay, that we can observe our thoughts. We don't have to be under our thoughts. And it's not, you know, what is mind renewal? Well, mind renewal isn't just digging through the thing and why it caused me to think this way. No, it's recognizing that you're thinking. I mean, the true mind renewal is that I'm not my thoughts and that I can actually just observe my thoughts and I can let them pass like clouds in the sky. Right? My thoughts do not define me. My feelings are generated by thoughts and thoughts are generated by feelings. And so I'm in this cycle of humanity that causes me to be stuck in the flesh. And so that way of operating is in fact something that God is working out in you in every circumstance that you find yourselves in. And let me say this, God leads us in these circumstances to do uncomfortable things, right? Whether that, it's uncomfortable to sit in a doctor's office where they're telling you that, you know, whatever the diagnosis is, and you are just not going to be in agreement with that. And you're going to hear God and do what God tells you to do, right? You're going to speak life in the midst of a situation that, and someone with authority that is speaking death over you. That is uncomfortable. It's uncomfortable to buck the system. It's uncomfortable to do things that the world says is foolishness, right? It's uncomfortable to get out of the boat and walk on the water in a storm, right? It's uncomfortable to follow Jesus. It's uncomfortable. There's conversations that you have to have. There's, you know, I mean, Elijah asked the widow woman for her last meal. Like, are you kidding me? That's uncomfortable. It's uncomfortable. Like you, it's uncomfortable when you're worried about what people are going to think about you, when God asks you to do something that other people are going to judge, right? But those very situations and circumstances and uncomfortable things that God is leading us to do in the midst of the face of giants or in the midst of circumstances that are obstacles in the way of our destiny are the very things that cause us to transcend the old level thinking. They are for our good. They are conspiring to develop a new level of consciousness in our lives and give you a different lens that is required for you to stay on the path to your destiny. Why? Because you can't see it at the level of consciousness that you've been living in, right? There has to be a new perspective. There has to be a new level of thinking. And so instead of falling into victimhood, instead of falling into the old patterns of fix it, right? Where we take it into our own hands and we just like are on autopilot and just go through the thing the way that we were taught to go through it, right? You take the medicine and you go home and you sleep for a week because you're sick. I mean, I'm just using it as an example, right? And there's no condemnation if that's what you do. But at some point, we're going to have to wake up. Because and if we're being conformed to the image of Jesus Christ, well, at some point, we're going to be doing the actions that Jesus Christ would take in these situations. Because our destiny is for sons, right? It's Jesus doing the work through us. It's allowing Jesus to be seen and glorified through our lives. It's the place where we no longer live, but Christ is expressing himself through us. And so all I'm really proposing today is that there is something deeper going on in our lives. And as long as we are just processing things from a surface level, like, I've just been giving lots of examples here, right? But we're just not connecting to a higher level of revelation. And even just transcending our thoughts and being able to see the patterns and recognize, wow, my mind is going crazy right now as I'm in this situation. I'm not my mind. And so it's like this level of transcending above the old pattern and the old thinking that this is an opportunity. Everything that we go through is an opportunity to elevate our consciousness and live from a place where we are not making things mean human meanings, that we are not operating out of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil and judging certain situations and circumstances and hearts, our own or others, right? Based upon the human intellect or based upon our own judgment faculty, right? No, we are transcending those things and living from a place of freedom where, wow, we're not only hearing God, but we're on page with the elevation that he's accomplishing in our lives. I pray that I'm making sense to somebody today because I'm flowing in the spirit and in my mind. It feels a little jumbled up, but I'm just going to keep on talking. I'm going to keep on talking by faith because I'm saying God is doing something powerful in the earth right now. Like there is a massive move across the planet to heal the illusion of separation from God. There is a massive move across the planet to get us out of by me and to me consciousness. There is an elevation of union consciousness. There is an elevation of sonship that is happening across the earth, and religion is getting demolished. The stronghold of religion, the stronghold of separation. This is a huge giant that must be defeated in our lives and in the body of Christ if we are going to make the impact that God wants to make through us. And this is something he's up to every single day. I believe that the words that God has spoken to me are not just for me, right? The fact that he said, I'm training you in the storm, that I'm going to make you impervious to pressure, that you are not going to be led by or controlled or manipulated by anything external, that you're going to receive inspiration and honor from me, and you're going to be led by me from the inside out, and you're going to look to me to judge situations, circumstances, and heart. Like those works are, that work is required. Why? Because it takes freedom. It takes free sons to be able to transform the world, to be able to transform anything. We can't transform what we're under. And there is a level of wokeness. And I'm not talking about, political wokeness. I'm talking about kingdom wokeness. I'm talking about a level where you are walking into any situation, in any circumstance, aware that however your human mind is thinking and whatever your human inclination is like you're just aware that that is not from God and that in fact you probably are in this situation so that that awareness could be woken up. Let me give you an example of this. So many years ago, I found myself in a situation where I needed wisdom from God. There was so much pressure. in this case, I believe it was just financial pressure, and I had to make a move. I had to make a move, and I could not hear God. I was not hearing God. But you know what? I was determined. I'm not doing anything until I hear God. And the pressure and all of it was so, so intense. And I remember just kind of being frustrated in it and said, God, I can't hear you. And God said to me, you hear me just fine. I'm just not speaking. And I just think to myself, well, here I teach about hearing God on demand. Like, what is all this about? You know, no. But I was like, well, I guess I did hear him say he's not speaking. So I guess that counts, right? And so I just, oh my gosh, I had to be patient. And patience was hard. It was really, really hard. I think, you know, my nervous system's freaking out. I'm not feeling safe. There's all these things going on in my mind. You know, I'm just like fear and all this stuff. And then the next day, I finally, God speaks to me and he says, Shalice, I was silent and wasn't speaking because I need you to discern all of the voices that attempt to move you. I need you to recognize what's going on in your internal world and come out, come higher. Come higher so that you see it for what it is, so that you can when you see it, it just dissipates. Like, oh, that's just my brain. That's just the voice of the enemy. That's just the voice of accusations. That's just my subconscious. That's just my physical body having a visceral reaction. Right. And there's a place where I was like, holy cow, like you're asking me to observe these things. Like you want me to observe these things because these things are controlling me. Okay. Got it. Now, I mean, that has been an experience that I've had over and over and over again. Because why? The circumstances reveal that stuff. It's like the perfect amount of pressure to pull up what the program is, to push the button on the program so that it starts to fire, to push the button on the unbelief, to push the button on the worry and the fear, right? It's like that just boom, it begins to execute. And wow, God wants us free from the old man, wants us free from the old programming. Yes, we also are living though in a natural body. We live in in the world. And so it's not like we can just take off our skin or take off our body and not turn off our brain. You know, I mean, I guess we can on some level, but it's really about a consciousness. It's really about an awareness. And God is leading us into uncomfortable things. And obviously circumstances are coming from the enemy as well. Like whatever things are coming up in our lives, what I'm saying is that God is doing something deep and he is setting you free. He is elevating your consciousness on the path to true success, because the path to true success is perfect for the elevation of your consciousness. All things are working together for good. Not all things are good. Not all things are from God. But God is using it, transform you, transfigure you, right? Because it happens through the renewing of the mind. And the primary mind renewal outcome is that we are not our mind, that we are not our body, that we have a body, we honor it. I'm not trying to preach separation in any sense, but I'm saying that there's a higher level of operating, and because it's sonship, it's coming into a place of abiding and union and operating as me, because that is truly the culmination of your transfiguration. Your destiny is to be conformed to the image of Jesus. And when I say the image of Jesus, it just doesn't mean separate from Jesus. Like I look like Jesus, but I'm separate from Jesus. No, it means that I operate as one with Jesus. And that is a consciousness level that is not a victim. It's not a consciousness level that strives. It's not a consciousness level that feels responsible and that it's all up to you. It's not a consciousness level that is interacting or eating from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. It's a place where human judgment has been suspended. And it's a place where we are free regardless of what the circumstances are. And we can be like the Apostle Paul and say, rejoice. Again, I say rejoice, right? Because our determined purpose is just to know him, is to experience him. Our determined purpose, like the Apostle Paul, is to understand the power of his resurrection and to understand, to totally fellowship with the crucifixion and the co-burial and the co-resurrection of Jesus. We're coming into a place where, man, we're just flowing the same way that Jesus did in his earthly ministry. Now, granted, did he leave his humanity? No, he didn't leave his humanity, but his humanity did not dictate to him his choices. It did not control him. He was fully possessed by the Holy Spirit. And that is our birthright. That is our true state of operating, when we are in the place of sonship and spirit-led living. So I've said a ton today, and I really am just talking about the spirit. So I'm gonna have to trust God that what I've said is gonna land. But I just believe that it will. I believe that it is, and I believe that I'm speaking to somebody right now. And for those of us those of you that are in a place where the pressure is intense, or you're finding, my goodness, you just are in a cycle you don't know how to get out of, or you don't understand what God is doing, or you're not sure how to get on page and connect with it. Well, I'm going to just remind you of the word that we had for the month. Like, let's really spend time with God in conversation this month. Let's really let the Holy Spirit release the truth that sets us free, and allow the Holy Spirit to continue to guide us as he does what only he can do, which is to give us a new perspective and to enlighten the eyes of our understanding, so that we actually know the hope of our calling, which is Christ in us, the hope of glory. And we know the path, and we know the destiny, and we know the plans, and we know the next steps that God is leading us into. So I just release you into spirit-led living. And it's just going to, I just really believe that we're in a very powerful time. Obviously it's Christmas, and the incarnation of Jesus Christ is the most incredible miracle. God becoming a human being is the most incredible miracle that we're celebrating, that we're remembering during this time. And I just encourage you to think about yourself as not the same, obviously, you weren't born of the Virgin Mary, but that you are a supernatural manifestation of God in the earth as well. And that just like Jesus came to earth for a mission, you have a mission as well. And that we want to partner, we want to see the fullness of the glory of God release in our lives. And so it's a surrender, and it's a revelatory journey. And it is a intimacy with God that we are cultivating and focused on in our life. And especially, I just feel like in this holy, special time of year. So we will be taking a couple of, for those of you that are watching this live or getting it quick, we are going to be taking a break from the podcast for a couple of weeks. So my next podcast will be in January in the new year. But beloved, I just bless you. I bless you with all that God is doing in your life right now. I bless you with revelation. I bless you with peace and joy. I bless you with intimacy with God. And I bless you with abundance and just fellowship with God in ways and encounters and with dreams and anything else that God needs to do to get you into a place where you are experiencing more. Experience more of him, and you're experiencing more of his thoughts, more of his disposition, more of his being within. So Merry Christmas, you guys. God bless you. And we'll see you next year. All right. See you later. Bye.
Thanks for listening to Shalisa's podcast. This recording is in part made possible by our listeners. To partner with us, visit shalise.com, where you can donate and help us spread the good news of our unshakable union with Christ around the globe. You can also find a link there to download Shalise's book, The Path, for free. And if you're ready to discover the call of God on your life and the purpose He created you for, then visit us at Shalice.com and watch Shalice's free training, where you'll hear 5 keys to hearing God about your life purpose and transitioning into it. Thanks again for listening. Until next time, don't forget, the world needs the Christ in you.